All right, let's jump into another deep dive. This time we're looking at UK gardening, specifically the third week of February 2025. And our trusty guide is gardenadvice.co.uk, right?
That's right. Their weekly calendar's got some great tips. It's a busy time. You know, spring's practically here. Days are longer. Things are warming up.
Yeah, definitely feeling that shift. And there's so much to do in the garden now. We'll be covering a lot, from those lovely spring bulbs to getting the greenhouse ready, and maybe even getting a head start on some runner beans, my favorite.
Oh, those are delicious. It's all go this week. Even those first snowdrops and crocuses are popping up.
They are. Such a classic sign of spring in the UK. But, you know, I always want more of them next year. They're so cheerful.
Gardenadvice.co.uk says feeding them now is key. Good dose of Grow More. That's their top tip.
Grow More. Got it.
It's specifically for bulbs. Helps them store energy for next year's display. They also mentioned liquid tomato feed. Might be something people already have.
Oh, that's smart. I actually tried that last year. My snowdrops were huge. Speaking of more blooms, dividing snowdrops is on the calendar, too. In the green, they say.
Yeah, in the green just means transplanting them while they're still growing. More effective than waiting till they go dormant, apparently.
Okay, good to know. Moving on, fruit trees are a big one this week. Perfect time to plant new apple and fruit trees with the soil warming up. What about training those fan-trained or cordon apple and pear trees? Always been intrigued by how they're shaped.
That's espalier. It's not just about looks, though.
Oh, there's a reason.
Yeah, it's kind of scientific. Training branches horizontally or even at a slight angle, it messes with the plant hormones, the auxins.
Like those are for growth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So by training the branches like that, you're actually making more fruit buds form along the whole branch, not just at the top. And of course, it does look nice too. Very elegant. Imagine it all lit up at night. Adds interest to the garden year round.
Oh yeah, I can see that. All right, let's switch gears a bit to the greenhouse. Not my favorite chore, gotta be honest, but gardenadvice.co.uk stresses how important cleaning it is.
It really is vital. Think of it like this. A clean greenhouse is a blank slate for the growing season ahead. No nasty surprises lurking about.
Makes sense. They recommend a good scrub with disinfectant, get rid of any lingering diseases, and for those pesky overwintering pests, they suggest those pyrethrum or sulfur bombs. How do those even work?
Basically, they release a cloud of smoke, gets into all the tiny cracks and crevices, kills off any hidden insects before they can cause trouble on your plants.
So it's like a bug fumigation. Seems intense.
It is, but it ensures you're starting fresh, no hidden threats.
Okay, greenhouse sorted. Now, out to the veggie patch we go. Gardenadvice.co.uk specifically mentions applying garden lime this week, especially for brassicas.
Right, because things like cabbages and cauliflowers, they like a soil that's neutral or slightly alkaline. Lime helps balance that out.
So the veggies get the right pH.
Exactly. Makes them grow strong and healthy. They do say to get a soil test first, though, just to be sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wouldn't that delay planting, though?
Maybe a little bit, but it's worth it in the long run. You want to get the soil right, otherwise you'll have weak plants and poor harvests. Plus, lime helps with club root disease. That can be a real problem for brassicas.
Oh, so it's preventative too. Good to know. What about potatoes? It's time for chitting, right? Love seeing those little shoots appear.
It's fascinating, isn't it? It basically uses the potato's own hormones to encourage those sprouts.
So by giving them light, we're kickstarting them into growing even before they're planted.
Exactly. It leads to earlier harvests and stronger plants.
Makes sense. But I've heard some gardeners say chitting actually delays things.
Well, it might push planting back a tiny bit, maybe a week or two, but the benefits usually outweigh that. And if you're running low on potatoes, you know, gardenadvice.co.uk says you can cut them in half. Each piece needs a couple of eyes, though.
Those are the little buds, right?
Yep, those are the eyes. Stretches your supply that way.
Clever. Okay, last on our list, gotta be runner beans, one of my favorites. Always amazed by how fast they grow, like Jack's beanstalk.
They are vigorous growers, that's for sure. And to keep up with that, they need lots of moisture. That's why they recommend prepping the soil now.
Prepping now? But it's only February.
Exactly. You dig trenches or pits and fill them with compost and grass clippings.
I've heard of that, but why?
It's like building a moisture reservoir. As that stuff breaks down, it creates humus.
Humus?
It's like the good stuff in soil. Acts like a sponge, holds onto water, releases nutrients slowly. Doing it now gives it time to decompose before you plant.
So it's all about being prepared for those thirsty beans. Can we start them indoors now, too?
Absolutely. So yes. The seeds in little pots on a windowsill gives them a head start. They'll be ready to go outside in about 4 to 6 weeks. And if you're worried about frost, cloches are your friend.
Good point. What about support? I always use those 6-foot canes, but placement is tricky.
Ah, good question. Support's key for runner beans. They get tall. 6-foot canes are great. You can do a teepee shape or a straight line. Depends on space.
Right, space is always an issue.
Another option is a string trellis or even wire. Looks nice too, all covered in beans.
I bet. Any tips on getting the beans to actually climb the support? Mine are sometimes stubborn.
You gotta train them early on. Once they're about 6 inches tall, gently tie them to the support. Soft garden twine works best. As they grow, keep guiding them upwards.
So it's like showing them the way. Interesting.
It is, kinda. Now, besides runner beans, anything else we should start indoors this week?
Well, we mentioned aubergines and peppers, those heat-loving fellas.
Those are good ones to start now, too. They need warmth to germinate properly, sunny windowsill, heated greenhouse, that kind of thing. Or you can always order young plants for later, if you prefer.
Okay, so we've got our potatoes chinning, our beans and peppers starting indoors, soil prepped. What about our houseplants? They need some love too, right?
Of course. More daylight now makes it the perfect time for repotting, especially those shiny-leafed ones, like palms and rubber plants.
GardenAdvice.co.uk suggests John Innes compost for those, number one or two. Why those specifically?
John Innes is soil-based, so it holds moisture better than those lighter peat-based composts. And those shiny-leaved plants, they like things consistently moist.
So it's about choosing the right compost for the plant's needs. What about before repotting? Anything specific to do?
Yeah, they really emphasize soaking the root ball before you repot.
Root ball soaking, check.
It helps prevent transplant shock.
Yeah.
They also suggest showering your houseplants.
Showering, like in the actual shower.
Yep. It gets the dust off, which can block their pores. Plus, it gives them humidity boost. Many houseplants love that.
Like a spa day for plants. I love that image. Okay, we've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive. Spring bulbs, fruit trees, greenhouse cleaning, prepping our veggies, even pampering our houseplants. Same to say, there's plenty to keep us busy this week. What else is in store?
We've only just scratched the surface. In the next part, we'll get into some more specific techniques and explore a few more tasks that'll really set your garden up for a fantastic spring.
I'm ready for it. Can't wait to uncover even more gardening gems from gardenadvice.co.uk. Stay tuned for part two of our deep dive into this week in the UK garden.
Back again for more UK gardening fun. Still in that third week of February.
Ready to dig deeper into those tasks, yeah? Especially chinning potatoes? GardenAdvice.co.uk seems to think it's pretty crucial.
It is a simple technique, but with some fascinating science behind it, you know? Basically, exposing the potatoes to light triggers a hormonal response. Gets those sprouts developing means earlier harvests and stronger plants once they're in the ground.
So we're like giving those potatoes a head start. What's the best way to do it? I've seen people use egg cartons.
The cartons are great, yeah. Keeps the potatoes upright. Good air circulation, too. Put them on a bright windowsill. Out of direct sun, though. Couple of weeks, you'll see those little sprouts, the chits.
Chits. Gotta love that word. What if you're short on potatoes this year? Any way to stretch those supplies?
GardenAdvice.co.uk has a trick for that. Cut your seed potatoes in half, but make sure each piece has at least two eyes.
The eyes are those little buds, right?
Yep, those are the ones.
Exactly.
Doubles your planting material that way.
Clever. Okay, moving on to runner beans. We talked about soil prep last time, but let's get into actually starting them indoors.
Perfect timing for that now. Grab some small pots. Fill them with good seed compost. Plant those seeds about an inch deep. Sunny windowsill works well, or a heated propagator if you have one.
Speaking of heat, what temperature do runner beans like? I always struggle with seedlings indoors.
They like it warm. Around 65-70 degrees Fahrenheit is ideal for those beans to germinate. Heated propagator helps keep things consistent, but a sunny windowsill can work too, as long as it's not drafty.
Drafty windows, the bane of my existence. Okay, good tips. What about when it's time to plant them outside?
Hardening off is key. Can't stress that enough.
Hardening off.
Yeah, about a week before you plant them outside, start putting them outside for a few hours each day.
Get some used to the real world.
Exactly. Gradually increase the time, let them adjust to the temperature changes, the wind, the sunlight.
I've definitely skipped that step before and regretted it. Okay, once they're outside, how do we support those beans? They get so tall.
Support is essential, you're right. You mentioned 6-foot canes, those were a classic. Teepee shape is good, if space is tight, straight line works, if you've got more room. Another option is a trellis. You can use string or wire for those. Looks quite nice covered in beans too.
I bet. Any tips on getting them to actually climb? Mine sometimes just kind of flop around.
Gotta train them early. Once they're about 6 inches tall, gently tie them to the support. Use soft garden twine. Don't want to damage those stems. and keep guiding them upwards as they grow.
So we're like their personal trainers, bean trainers, I guess.
Uh-huh, something like that. Besides runner beans, any other veggies we should start indoors now?
We did mention aubergines and peppers earlier.
Ah, yes, good choices. They're both warm season crops, so starting them indoors gives them a head start. Same process as the beans, really. Small pots, seed compost, warm, bright spot.
Anything special about caring for those seedlings? I always worry about overwatering.
Overwatering is a common problem, especially with peppers. They like it a bit drier, so make sure the soil isn't soggy. Water when the top inch of soil feels dry to the touch. That's a good rule of thumb.
Okay, good to know. Speaking of watering, let's talk houseplants. We covered repotting, but I'm always unsure about watering them.
It's tricky. Every plant's different. Some like it consistently moist, others like it drier.
So how do you know?
Always check the soil first. Stick your finger in, about an inch deep. Feels dry. Time to water. Feels moist. Leave it be. And when you do water, water deeply. Let the water drain through the holes in the bottom. That way you know the whole root ball gets a good soaking.
Makes sense. What about that showering technique we talked about? That sounds fun and a bit messy.
It is fun. And it's not as messy as you might think. Just use a gentle shower head or a spray bottle. Lukewarm water is best. Cold water can shock the plants. Give those leaves a good soak, both sides. Then let them drain properly before putting them back.
So they get a little rainforest experience. I like it. Okay, we've covered a lot in this part too.
We have, but there's still more to come. In the final part, we'll wrap things up with some final tips and some advice on dealing with those pesky garden pests. Something no gardener can avoid.
Sounds good. Can't wait to hear what else gardenadvice.co.uk has in store for us. Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive into this busy week in the UK garden. All right, final part of our UK gardening deep dive. Still following that third week of February calendar. Feeling pretty motivated to get out there, but first, a few more things to cover.
Absolutely. Always more to learn. Let's circle back to those spring bulbs. They're really stealing the show right now.
Yeah, those snowdrops and crocuses are looking fantastic, but I want them to be even better next year, you know?
Gardenadvice.co.uk reminds us that they've worked hard to put on that display. They need a bit of TLC now, a good feed to replenish their energy.
Right, makes sense. Grow More, would they?
Grow More is a good one, yeah. Helps them store it for next year's show.
Perfect. What about spreading those snowdrops around? Dividing in the green, that was the term.
Oh, yes. It's pretty simple, really. While they're still in leaf, carefully lift a clump, gently divide it into smaller sections, and replant right away.
Sounds easy enough, so why in the green?
It's more successful than waiting till the bulbs are dormant because they're actively growing. They establish themselves quicker that way.
Makes sense. Okay, one more question about lime for brassicas. What if my soil test says it's already alkaline? Do I still add lime?
Good question. That's why testing is so important. You don't want to overdo it. If your soil's already alkaline, more lime could actually be harmful. Brassicas like a slightly acidic to neutral pH, so you might not need to do anything in that case.
Sometimes less is more, huh? Okay, I'm ready to start those runner beans and peppers indoors. But pests are always a worry. Any tips for preventing infestations early on?
Starting with clean pots and trees is key. Pests can hide in those, so a good scrub with soapy water before you plant can make a big difference.
Oh, right. Basic hygiene. I'll admit, I'm not always great about that.
It's easy to forget. And once your seedlings are up and growing, keep an eye out for any signs of trouble.
Like what?
Check the undersides of leaves. That's where pests like to hang out. Look for any discoloration, stippling, or webbing. Those could be signs of an infestation.
So regular inspections are important.
Good.
Got it. One last thing about fruit trees. Planting some new apple trees this week. Any pruning advice?
For major pruning, it's best to wait till the tree's dormant, usually in winter. But if you see any damaged or diseased branches, remove those now. Don't want them spreading problems.
Okay, good to know. What about those fan train apple trees? Anything special there?
You'll want to keep those branches trained horizontally or at a slight angle for that espalier look. And to maximize fruit production, you prune regularly to maintain that shape.
So it's like an ongoing process, shaping and guiding those branches.
It is. A bit like sculpting, but with a living tree. Last thing, let's talk greenhouse ventilation.
Didn't think about that. Is it time to start ventilating now?
As it gets warmer and the sun gets stronger? Yeah, ventilation becomes crucial. Open those vents or doors during the day. Let that air circulate. Prevents heat and humidity from building up.
Right. Wouldn't want to create a sauna in there. So good airflow is key.
Exactly. Keeps those plants happy and healthy. Well, I think we've covered just about everything from gardenadvice.co.uk for this week.
It's been a fantastic deep dive. I feel so much more prepared to tackle my February garden now.
That's what we like to hear. Remember, gardening is all about learning and experimenting. Enjoy the process, the successes, and even the challenges. It's all part of the fun.
Couldn't agree more. Big thanks to gardenadvice.co.uk for all their fantastic tips and advice. Definitely check out our website if you want to learn more. They've got loads of resources.
Now, we're curious. What are you most excited to get started on in your garden?
Share your plans with us, and happy gardening, everyone.